Aloha, this is KAPULP 104.7 in Watsonville. I am Papuli Paki, and as I promised, I have the incomparable Jake Shimabukuro here.
Aloha.
Aloha, Jake. Great. Along with his tour manager and engineer man, Mark. Aloha, Mark.
Aloha.
And we are most excited about your show tonight. And don't know yet whether we're sold out. Think we must be very close if we're not. And anxious to hear you do some of that new music I've been reading about. New album. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, he has an album that will be released to the public April 14th. It's currently only available online at his store, and which is online, right?
Yeah, but it's also it will also be available at all the shows, all the concerts and stuff. So if you come tonight,
pick
it up at the
concert. Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that. And for those of you who don't know, Jake is one of those individuals who shares his talent with everybody and anybody that he comes in contact with. He's currently on a tour that covers 15 states and Brazil. He's going to Sao Paulo, Brazil, later in the year. Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah. It'll be my first time. Pretty excited.
Yeah?
So, yeah, it's, I've been touring now for the last, few years. And like you said, going to all these new places has been, extremely exciting and rewarding and I just try to be a sponge and absorb as much as I can through the experience, and so it's been great. But I always love coming through Santa Cruz, because Santa Cruz is a really great town. They got a huge ukulele community here, and they always got such cool cafes and restaurants and good places to eat.
We'll have to talk about those cafes a little bit later, because it's going to be close to lunchtime when we're done. I want to tell you, those of you who haven't been listening and have been living under a rock, that Jake is appearing tonight at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz, and this concert is benefiting the Santa Cruz Surf Museum, the Santa Cruz SPCA, and Save the Waves. And I'm curious, Jake, what prompted you to support this particular benefit?
Well, I was part of the, last year, when I came to California, I kind of did an event with the Surfing Heritage Foundation, and that was just great. I mean, just being able to meet the people and the people behind the scenes as well, the people that are just so passionate about the sport of surfing, it was very moving, because especially growing up in Hawaii, just growing up on the water, and I did some surfing. I'm not a very good surfer or anything, but just to be out there in the water among friends and seeing people that are very passionate about what they do and passionate about life, and for a lot of people it really is going out every day and being out in the water catching a few waves, it's their medicine, it's what gets them out and about, and it's the reason why they have a big smiley, smiling faces, when they walk around. It really does something to you. It changes you, as a person, from the inside out. And I think, I really enjoy, supporting the surfing community, because the surfing community is very generous, and they do give a lot back to the community. They do so much for our kids and, for the youngsters that are so inspired by the sport and so inspired by, really great surfers. And, so I think by helping the surfing community, that's one avenue of just giving back to the entire community, not just the surfing community, but every community.
Well, that part of your beauty of aloha that you share with all of us is greatly appreciated. And in the Santa Cruz area, I know that Jake Shimabukuro is a very popular individual, music-wise and by his support of Anya's passions. Yeah, I know you have several passions. You're involved with Music is Good Medicine in the Islands.
Yeah, that's been a really... for me, like I said, I'm a horrible surfer, but I love music, So for me, music is my medicine, music allows me to kind of express myself and just, share you know, just share, you know, the joy that I feel when I play my ukulele, you know, with people, you know, regardless if they play an instrument or not, you know, it's that feeling that you have when you're doing the very thing that you're most passionate about, you know, that feeling, that energy kind of radiates and I think resonates with people, you know, because there are so many times where I've met people that really love what they do, you know, and it's truly inspiring. You know, you sit there with them and you just talk with them, and just their energy, you know, gets you excited, and it heals you, you know, in a lot of different ways. It inspires you and encourages you to go out and do something positive, you know, and contribute back, you know, and give and put your energy back into the universe and do something, you know, something great, you know, something that you feel good about. So, yeah, so the Music is Good Medicine program, you know, is all about that. It's about using music as a vehicle to kind of inspire people to, you know, give back to their community, you know, whether they're a part of the Music is Good Medicine program or not. You know, they may have another, you know, something that they feel strongly about, and they want to go out and support this other event. You know, it's just a way for us to, you know, I guess, let people know, you know, what else is out there, like, especially in Hawaii, let people know what other nonprofit organizations are around, and if they have an interest in that, they can go out, you know, and support it, and all these other organizations that have, you know, events, you know, just kind of letting them know that, hey, this is available, you know, go out if you want to help out and volunteer, you know, it's great. So it's just about everyone coming together and just, you know, doing whatever we can, you know, utilizing our talents.
I think that part of your personality is what endears you to so many people. You are so down to earth and wanting to give back, and you give so much of yourself, and it's greatly appreciated.
No, but that's the thing, you know, when you're doing something you're passionate about, you never feel like you're giving anything, because, you know, it's just something you enjoy doing, you know, so it really doesn't take a lot of energy, you know. So if you figure out what your passion is, you know, like I'm, you know, there's like people in the surfing community, you know, who are constantly, you know, being a, you know, like mentoring kids and, you know, and talking with them and sharing with them, you know, the love of surfing and even doing like surf workshops, you know, and then in the meantime, you know, encouraging these kids to, you know, to stay drug free and to stay in school, you know, things like that. I think it's great, you know, because for them, they enjoy it as well. And, you know, they never feel like they're like, oh, you know, I'm putting in this time or I'm doing this, you know, same thing like for me, you know, when I'm playing my ukulele, it's, you know, it's just something I enjoy doing so much, you know, it's like eating, it's like going to a good restaurant or something and yeah, having a great meal.
Well, let's talk about that musical passion of yours. I know you started when you were very young playing the ukulele and started formal lessons at six. And from there you moved on and just kept getting exposed to more and more of the music and picking up on all those that impressed you with their different styles of music, which truly has affected all of the things that you record. They're so diverse, so different. You don't stick to one style, and that's what makes you so great.
Well, I love all kinds of music, and I mean, when I first started out, my mom was actually my first teacher, and I remember she would sit with me and teach me a few chords, and the very first thing I learned was, you know, just, of course, the traditional Hawaiian vamp. You know, just this kind of thing. And I'd play that all day, you know, and it's amazing because with those three chords, you know, you can play hundreds and hundreds of traditional Hawaiian tunes. And so I started out playing that, and then as I got older, I would listen to the radio and, you know, turn up the radio. I'd listen to things and be like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know, like, yeah. And, you know, I'd try to sit there and play along, and, you know, sometimes it'd be like, you know, little rock riffs, like, you know, or like a, you know, like little things like that, and you just sit there and you'd be like, oh, this is cool, I can do this on the ukulele, you know. And then after that, it was just a matter of sitting with my instrument and just figuring things out, you know, like if it was a classical piece or a jazz tune or a bluesy piece or a rock piece, you know, just sitting with your instrument and trying to be creative and figure out ways to, you know, to I guess to make that music translate well on this instrument, you know, and it's a lot of fun, you know, figuring it out, you know, just, you know, because the ukulele is so simple, and you basically only have two octaves, that when you're playing it, you know, you have to, you know, if you really want to take it out and do different things with it, you know, you have to use your imagination, you know, and you have to really, you can't just rely on the notes that you have, you know, but you have to rely on, you know, other aspects of music, you know, things like dynamics, tone, you know, just adding a lot of color by altering your right hand techniques and your left hand techniques, and, you know, utilizing different parts of your body, you know, to manipulate the sound and to bring out the emotions that you want, you know, the expression. It's a lot of fun to sit there and figure all that out.
Well, would you favor us with a little bit of your emotion?
Sure. Loved. This is here's a song actually from the live album. I have that live album, like that you mentioned, you know, coming out next week actually already, and it's my first live album, and it's just a collection of shows that I did last year, you know, some shows in Japan, some places like in New York, Chicago, you know, San Francisco, and it was just, it's very different from my other albums because, you know, you can feel the energy, you know, from the audience, and you know, that's kind of I like being able to hear the, you know, hear the audience on the album. It's very different, but it's really cool. I enjoy it. So I hope you like this. This is a song off of the new album, and it's a song entitled Piano Forte. Thank you very much.
Oh, now, you're playing on a koa wood ukulele made for you.
This is a Kamaka four-string tenor, and I've had this ukulele for almost 4 years now. And I'm a huge Kamaka fan, you know, and I've been playing their ukuleles, you know, since the time I was 4 years old. So my first ukulele was a Kamaka. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got this really nice curly koa, and... you know, I know nothing about making ukuleles, but I love playing them, and And this one just, I love playing this ukulele. It just sounds great.
Now, back when you were working at the music store at the Ala Moana, did you sell those ukuleles?
I sold a lot of Kamaka ukuleles, yeah. And actually, that was, right after I graduated high school, yeah, I was working at the House of Music and worked there for 5 years. And it was such a great opportunity for me to work in a music store, you know, right after high school, because working in that music shop, I learned so much about effect pedals, amplifiers, different kinds of instruments. We had so many different types of accessories, you know, strings. I mean, I would go through all the different strings and all the different sets, and I'd bring my ukulele to work. And a lot of times in the instrument department, we were very slow because we were located upstairs and not too many people knew that we had an instrument department upstairs. So I'd be there especially on Sundays, I'd work, from opening to closing. And I swear there was this one Sunday I only had one customer the entire day, and they just bought some picks and that was it. So the rest of the time I'm up there and I'm practicing and I'm, putting on different strings and, trying different things with my instrument. And so it was really great. I learned a lot about what's out there, I really cherish those times because a lot of the songs that I play today were written at that music shop just because I had to pass the time, so it was a great experience. And
I was in that music shop back in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
and I can't even imagine that you were there. And if you were at, I don't know why I was in that music store, but I was in fascinated with the instruments. I wanted to learn all about the different Hawaiian instruments, and I figured ukulele was the place to start, although I don't play.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you remember walking into that music store, you remember it was right by center stage,
mm-hmm.
and then all the CDs were all on the that took up majority of the store, it was just all the CDs and music sheets that we sold. And then if you go way in the back, there's some stairs that just lead up to the music, to the instrument department. And that's where I was. I was always hiding out over there. So.
Oh, well, maybe I didn't see you. Then I don't have to feel so bad. Well, I know that you don't sing, you play. But I do know of a song that you did. And I was wondering if you would share it with us because I think it's adorable. And this was a song you wrote in the third or fourth grade.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was a song. When I was growing up, Bruce Lee was one of my heroes. And so I wrote this tune when I was in the second grade. And it was a song about being a kung fu star and, having all these... these female fans, running after you all the time. And so it was just, I can't sing it, so I'm not going to sing it. But the lyrics went something like, I had a dream I was a kung fu star. I had so much muscles, you could see it from far. The ladies all went crazy when I'd walk by, but I'd punch them in the stomach and kick them in the eye. And... So that was that was the first song that I ever
ran
wrote.
Across that story and I just loved it.
And it's not Mark is scratching his head over there. He's like, "What?"
Well, you know what? When you were saying that one of the things that you like to do is to influence the young kids, the keikis. And you do that, I know, by performing at several of the schools in the islands and getting them involved in music. They, too, would probably start out with writing this kind of music, and maybe one day they'll bring one of their original pieces to you. And you can take pride in that now because theirs can't be too far from this.
Well, yeah, it's just such a violent song. I can't believe I wrote that when I was a kid.
It was cute. It was cute. And I love the story about Shirley T. That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that you ended up doing it because of a drink that you used to do when you were a kid?
Well, yeah, well, it's, you know, Shirley Tea is tea is short for Temple. You know, Shirley Temple was actually, when I was a kid, that was my favorite drink. You know, I never really drank Coca-Cola or anything. It was always Shirley Temple's. And but it wasn't, you know, so I wrote this song called Me and Shirley Tea, and it's about, you know, just being a kid and drinking one too many Shirley Temples is what I always say. But it's but the thing about that tune is when I wrote the song, you know, I wrote it for Shirley Temple the drink, because at the time I didn't know that Shirley Temple was a real person. So it wasn't until like a year after writing the song, you know, and then I was like, oh, okay, she was an actress, dancer. Oh yeah, I get it. And she even had a house in Hawaii too, for a little while. So I don't know. I don't know if she still has that house, but that was but that's the story behind the Me and Shirley.
And she has
song.
A song named for her by Jake Shimabukuro and doesn't even know it. Probably.
I'm sure she has a lot of songs named after her.
Well, how about playing something else for us?
Sure. All right. This is one that that I always enjoy playing, and it's a song that a few years ago, I recorded this a few years ago when I was in New York for the first time, and I did a show there called Ukulele Disco, and they had me play a song. You know, they interviewed me and had me play a song while I was sitting in Central Park, and this is a song that somehow a clip of this, you know, recording got on YouTube. And it's been a really great great thing for me. You know, a lot of people have seen it, and they've emailed it to friends, and you know, and it's really changed my life. I mean, that little video clip, you know. So I'm always
last
so
report,
grateful.
Last report, it's over
for
4 million.
Wow,
that's a lot
that's
of
just
hits.
Insane. Yeah. All right. Well, here's one of my favorite tunes, George Harrison's "While My Guitar Gently Weeps," as seen on YouTube. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, people, what can I tell you? Those fabulous hands. I mean, it's amazing watching you work that instrument and making it part of you. It's like an extension of you.
I love the instrument just because it's, you know, it's, well, maybe because of its size too. You know, I'm not a very, you know, big guy, so it's easy for me to get my arms around the instrument, you know. And, you know, sometimes I play a little bit of the guitar, and I mean, I'm not very good or anything, but, you know, when I'm just strumming a couple of chords or something, I could be biased too, just because, you know, I spent my whole life playing the ukulele. But, you know, a lot of times when I'm playing the guitar, you know, because of my small frame, you know, like when my arm comes around the top of the body, you know, I feel like I'm holding a, you know, like a gorilla or something. You know, I'm just like just trying to, you know, hold this instrument. Yeah, but it's so the ukulele, you know, I think it, you know, suits me well, and it's easy to travel with. It's you know, it's just, you can take it everywhere with you. You know, you even when I travel, I take it on a plane with me. I just put it right in the overhead. You know, I don't have to worry about checking it in, and you know, so it's a real joy. I mean, even like when I'm touring with Mark and Mitch, and you know, I'm sitting in the back seat and I'm just playing my ukulele while they're driving from city to city, and you know, and they always, you know, it's amazing. I mean, you know, like, because sometimes we have some really long drives, and but they just stay so focused, and they get us to the next city, you know, safely, and so it's great, you know. And a lot of times I'm just in the back seat, just either practicing or sleeping, you know. And I feel so bad sometimes, but you know,
I'm sure,
but it's,
that they enjoy it.
No, but it's kind of like, you know, if I were playing a larger instrument, it would be really difficult to do that, you know. So I can really get my practice time in anywhere, you know, which is a nice, you know, which is that's a really a luxury, you know, to have.
Well, you know, I see that ukulele as and your music as a fine diamond, and each song that you do and you compose is another facet that just makes it that much more brilliant. And that brilliance you share with all of us is fabulous, and we thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You are so special, and we are so honored to have you here in our area. And I want to remind everybody, Jake is going to be appearing tonight at the Rio Theater. I don't know if tickets are still available, but take a shot at it. They're only $25, and you can get them by calling 423-8209 or pick them up at the Rio Theater. We're looking forward to it tonight and sharing special time with you.
Thank you. I'm really excited. Like I said before, I always love coming through Santa Cruz. So this is so looking forward to tonight, and we'll have fun.
Mahalo, and please do it again often. And thank you to Mark for coming and taking good care of him on the road. Okay, anything else that you want to share with us that I haven't touched on?
No, I mean, I just... I think I'm good. I'm not very interesting, so
oh, yes,
I think
you
we're
are.
Good.
Oh, yes, sure. I do have one other question I want to ask you, though. I know that everybody would expect a ukulele player to play venues with other Hawaiian entertainers, but you have shared the stage with a lot of diverse entertainers. Among them are Yo-Yo Ma, Clint Black, Patti LaBelle, the U.S. Air Force Band, Jimmy Buffett, Bella Fleck, and the Flecktones, Cyndi Lauper. Is there anyone in particular that's impressed you over the others, or that you were in awe of?
I mean, they all do. I mean, they're all just amazing. You know, they've all been just amazing experiences, and you know, and all those names that you mentioned, you know, I mean, all those people, they're all my heroes, you know. So it's kind of whenever I'm touring with them or collaborating, you know, in some way with them, it's just, I mean, it's amazing, you know. I feel like a little kid, and I'm just in there and just having the time of my life, you know. So yeah, I really don't know what to say. I just you know, I pinch myself every morning, and I'm just like, wow, is this really happening? You know, and
I can imagine.
It's been a real blessing, and I really I do I treasure every moment, and I look forward, you know, to you know, new upcoming, you know, experiences and opportunities, and that's the thing, you know, like music will take you, you know, I mean, will take you all over the world, and it'll introduce you to so many wonderful people, you know, musicians and non-musicians, and you know, I mean, because I think whether you're a musician or not, you know, we all have the same heart. We all want to express who we are in some form. You know, we're all just trying to make sense of all of this, you know, and trying to figure out how we're all connected and who we are, and music is one way that I think really reminds us, or it reveals to us, you know, like how we are all entangled and connected, you know, in a way that we can't see, and you know, a lot of times it's beyond our understanding. So, you know, so through those collaborations, or through just performances, or just listening to music, or meeting people, or, you know, having brand new experiences, you know, I mean, it's all the same, you know, and it's just one you know, wonderful experience after the next, and so it's great. I mean, I'm having so much fun doing it, and I'm gonna keep doing this until I can't do it anymore, you know.
Well, mahalo, and you are a fabulous ambassador of that aloha spirit, and we want to thank you again for sharing it with us. And I would remind the listeners, you are listening to KAPULP 104.7 FM in Watsonville, and you can hear Jake Shimabukuro anytime you like. Just check in on our radio station. We are on air 24/7, and if you want to pick up on that special new album, live album with Jake, that is not in the stores yet, come to the show tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be there, and I'm sure we'll have some other CDs available also.
Yeah, we'll have a bunch of stuff available. And then we also have, you know, I have a website. It's jakeshimobukuro.com. So Mitch Berry, who's actually here with me as well, yeah, he takes care of our website and stuff. And we have a store on there where you can buy all of our CDs. So you can get the live album on the store. We have like t-shirts and eco bags and all kinds of fun stuff. So, yeah, you know, please check it out.
Are your DVDs available also?
Yeah, the DVDs are all available on the website. So,
yeah, those are another good ones. Well, I thank you again, and safe travels.
Okay, will do. Take care.
Aloha.
Aloha to you too.